Sabba greetings to everyone. This is a continuation series based on a profound statement, your religion can't save you, only God can. And I will give credence to that truth in my testimony today. So the title of my testimony is, God's name is holy, not propaganda. So what is propaganda? In a common definition, propaganda is the spreading of ideas and information to cause an injury to a specific cause or to a specific group or to a specific nation of people. These ideas can be transmitted or carried out by an organization or a group of people to deceive the mass. The simple way to remember propaganda is it is a form of deceit and lies spread by a group of people. Now, this is the situation today. God's name is being deceitfully used by people and religious institutions of the world. It is done in countless ways. The third commandment states, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And this in Exodus 27. Now, how is this propaganda? Well, let's look and see. They have attached his name to their ideologies, their traditions, their holidays, their literature, their billboards, and their abominable artwork of idolatry, nudity, and pornography, all to appear holy and sway the masses in their favor. This is guile, an art form of deception causing injury to God's holy name. And it is written in Isaiah 4:1, in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own prayer. We will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. Now, these seven women represent seven great, powerful, worldly churches with their diverse organization, of which some of them use the name of Christ, and they call themselves Christians. But what did Jesus say? In Matthew 24:4-5, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and deceive many. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders and deceive many. Now, the reproach of these seven churches are they don't have the light of the real gospel of truth. They cover up their dark side of paganism and heathen practices by using God Christ's name. They have their doctrine, which is their bread, and their own apparel, which is their own form of righteousness. By using scriptures from the Bible, they have created a new system of religion to clean up and hide their dark side. Now, for it is written in 2 Corinthians 11:13-15, for such are false apostles and deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Now, how is this done? When Christ had fasted 40 days and 40 nights and was in a weakened physical state, Satan came to him quoting scriptures and twisting them for him to break the laws of God. But Christ rebuked the devil. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness by using Christ's name and quoting scriptures. Remember this, just because these religions use God's name doesn't make them perfect or holy in his eyes. After all, Christ said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven," found in Matthew 7:21. Now let's look again what Christ said about false prophets and teachers, continuing in Matthew 7:22-23. He said, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I prophesy unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me that work iniquity." Now, why did Christ say, "Depart from me"? Because they were in sin. Iniquity is known sin, and sin is the transgression of the laws of God. For it is written, "The law is the truth." In Psalms 119:142, "And it is written also, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." And the word of God teach and warn us to learn not the ways of those heathens. And this is found in Jeremiah 10:2. "Because it is written, I will execute vengeance and anger and fury upon the heathen such as they have not heard," in Micah 5:15. So he will not hold them. He's not going to hold them guiltless for taking his name in vain and deceiving so many people for years. So in conclusion, if you are part of those religious institutions and believe in their guile, which defiles God's holy name, your religion can't save you. Only God's word and his laws that saves you. To the children of God in those churches in ignorance, he said, "The voice of heaven said, come out of her, my people, that ye may be not partakers of her sin, and that ye receive not of her plagues." Amen.